This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Roth.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. How's your day? Hope you're having a nice little Monday.
It's getting some breaking Moda Center news.
St. Patrick's Day. It's your sports bros. I'm Rob. Big Sook's right over there.
Right here. Apparently part of the Moda Center is flooded.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We still getting a Blazer game tonight?
I don't know. This is like 30 minutes ago. There's video on, they're saying part of the 100 level of the Moda Center, there is a game tonight, is flooded, and looks like some water's coming down, maybe out of a sprinkler system, and they've got some workers there trying to push the water outside with a broom. So, and flooded, it's not even ankle deep. Obviously there is some sort of leak. Some maybe a pipe burst, but you're not wading through shin deep water. But
it goes drip, drip, drip.
I do feel bad for the poor bastard, literally trying to push out this water with like a squeegee while more comes down behind him.
Yeah, I'm looking at the video too. That seems really futile. He's doing?
Yeah, there's.
What is he doing?
I don't know. I think someone gave him that and was like, "Do something." And like, what are you supposed to say? No. But there's more water coming down as he's pushing it out. Like, that's not going to...
Yeah,
that's
he's
not
doing nothing.
That's doing nothing. So I don't know what that's going to do, what sort of effect that has on the game. I'm imagining you can't have people walking through water to get to their seats, but I don't know. I'll try to keep you updated if I hear anything.
Wouldn't it be better if they didn't play the game?
What, hot Blazers and Wizards? Are you kidding me?
I am.
Do you
not
see that
kidding.
Big Raptors game?
I mean, nothing would be better than a forced forfeit at this point because
right.
They keep winning.
Denny's out there. Well, they don't keep winning. It was their first win in like five games.
They keep winning.
Denny hit he hit a John Cena, you can't see me celebration. It's like, my word. And by the way, the Raptors actively tanked in the fourth quarter. They pulled out their leading scorer for no other reason than we don't want to win this game. So I do enjoy that the Raptors are like, yeah, we're going to go ahead and.
It's not breaking news, dude.
Lose this one. Meanwhile, the Zers, man, they're, every game matters for those guys.
Coming up this hour, Money Talks. Can you snort the foul line? And we will get back to Suki, Bucky, and Rappy Brackets.
Let's go.
Coming up tonight in the club, we found an extermination camp in Mexico, and it's terrifying. We also have the White Lotus-themed world tour that has become a thing.
Interesting.
So
are these real hotels that they're staying at?
Yes.
Oh, you mean on the show?
I mean, I know they're not the white. I know it's not the White Lotus.
No, they're hotels that exist. There's actually a really cool. I'll share it with you, but there's a cool podcast about the people who got to do the scouting for the locations for this show.
It's, so like, this is like a Ritz that you can go stay.
Correct. I believe it's actually four seasons, but yeah.
Okay.
So we'll get to that 6 to 7. You know, a lot of stuff going on here right now. The hot 5 at 5.
Oh, hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
A 20-12 5 upset.
Number five.
In a three-hole playoff at Sawgrass this morning, Rory McIlroy won the Players' Championship over J.J. Spahn, who dunked it into the water on 17. Rory's now won twice in four tries this season, but his team will not be in the TGL playoffs that begins tonight. Is it even a career? Some are speculating.
Wonder if Rory is just, even though he just won the Players, he's heartbreaking.
Lamenting Boston Common is left out, yeah, sitting in the cold.
I think he's probably thinking about that.
See, he's geared up for the Masters. So is it more momentum that you've won the Players or less momentum that you're not in the TGL playoffs going into the Masters?
Maybe it'll fuel him. Maybe it'll fuel him.
Deep down inside.
Right now, New York leads LA 3-2, and a hammer has been dropped.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're trying to drop Eagles here, and things are getting tight.
This is wild. This is one of, they're down to the final four. Look at the guy. Look at the other players are on it. Look at Serena Williams. She can't even watch.
Disgusting.
I think she was more nervous, but.
Tommy!
Number four.
Tommy Fleetwood. Coming up big. The West Virginia governor is threatening legal action after the West Virginia Mountaineers were left out of the NCAA tournament.
I do so enjoy when government officials threaten legal action because their team got voted down, for God's sakes.
He calls it a miscarriage of justice. He insinuated that because the chair of the committee is the AD from North Carolina, perhaps that's why the Tar Heels are in. He even had a sign on his podium calling the NCAA the National Corrupt Athletic Association.
I would love to know what he's suing for. He says that he wants transparency. The committee came out and explained exactly why they did what they did. So what? Minus someone being like, yeah, the North Carolina guy paid me off. Good one, West Virginia governor. Great, great little podium that you sit at today and whined and sounded like a bitch.
Number three.
Anthony Davis worked out with the Dallas G League team today.
Yeah, trying to make a comeback.
But he's already back with the big club. Apparently the Mavs wanted to shut him down, but he has pushed to play, and he could return soon.
Well, there was some talk, and it wouldn't happen, that the Mavericks were in danger of forfeiting games because they didn't have enough warm bodies, and they didn't have the salary cap space to bring guys up, but... you know, that's not going to happen. The NBA will make exceptions, and it sounds like Anthony Davis is going to attempt to come back. By the way, over-under, how many minutes will he play before he goes down again?
Six.
It's a good thing when the Mavericks, like, dude, don't even play. He's like, nah, I'm going to force my way back, because that's going to go well.
Sixers have shut down Paul George for the season. No surprise there. Blazers are back at it tonight. Assuming the Moda Center is not flooded, they're hosting the Wizards, who are suddenly coming off a win at Denver.
15-51 Washington Wizards.
They just beat Denver.
Hey, Portland's favored by 5.5, by the way. Taking a piece of that action?
Number two.
The new highest paid defensive back in the NFL is Derek Stingley, who gets 3 years, $90 million from the Texans. Almost all of that is guaranteed.
Hey-oh. By the way, four players now off of that LSU championship team, which might be the best team we've ever seen in NCAA history, have now inked $666 million worth of guaranteed contracts. So Chase, Higgins, Burrow, Stingley.
The Bengals signed both receivers, Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, to massive deals. Now they are looking to lock up pass rusher Trey Hendrickson. He's 30, but coming off a season with 17.5 sacks. One Seahawks note, they're getting ready to host recently unretired wide receiver Michael Gallup.
Yeah.
Why?
Depth?
Well, they didn't have a receiving room. Before they got Cooper Kupp, and they didn't tender some of their free agents, I think they had like two guys signed. So I guess you need warm bodies. So come on down, Micah Gallup. I mean, they'll address some in the draft. And pick up some guys along the way, guys off practice squads.
Number one.
My number one fan!
Number one.
Number one.
And number one, Cooper Flagg is expected to give it a go in round one of the NCAA tournament on Friday. Top seed Duke will take on the winner of American v. Mount St. Mary's. Oregon is the 5 seed in Duke's bracket. The Ducks taking on Liberty in a Fiesta Bowl rematch Friday night at 7 in Seattle. That will be here on The Fan, as you well know.
I think 6:40. I think we get pregame and then tip right around 7.
That should be right.
Slightly early. What do we know about Liberty? Not much, other than they shoot the 3-ball real well and they defend it real well.
They're 28-6.
So that is the that's the big scouting.
And they're
report.
Probably a little pissed about that Fiesta Bowl.
I would think so. This is some
so
sort of
watch
revenge.
Out. Oregon women, a 10 seed, they're taking on Vanderbilt Friday. Oregon State, a 14 seed, as they visit North Carolina on Saturday. And on the baseball front, Oregon State up to number 6 in the national rankings. They've won 9 in a row.
Go Beavs.
The Ducks are 9th. There you go.
Look at that. How about Oregon?
There you go.
And Oregon State dominating the world of college baseball.
I don't know about dominating, but they're both in the top 10.
Hey, that's dominating.
Tennessee is number 1. They are undefeated. Nobody has beaten them yet.
No.
They are 20-0.
That seems pretty good.
The Vols.
Yeah. Overrated.
Probably cheating.
Whatever.
Victorico's Mexican Food, 19 locations across Oregon and Washington, now in Lacamas Square in Vancouver. Find a location near you at victorico's.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victorico's. Let's get back to, I'm going to go with Suki brackets on this one.
Let's do it.
Coming up next on The Fan.
I love the 2012-5.
Well, it's time for Suki brackets, or Suki brackets if you want.
I love the 2012-5. Give you my win-loss.
Well, you don't even fill out a bracket, do you?
I don't. I gave up filling out. This the last couple of years. Well, we don't have anyone in the office anymore. We used to have a big office bracket, but we have like 9 employees now. So that's kind of fun. And
and we were shamed into having to fill out a women's bracket.
Yeah, and you know what?
That's and just, join that pool along with the men's, and I was not going to do
that. No, I refuse. Just
that's a waste of my $5.
I'm drawing the line. Yeah,
only because I don't know anything about. I mean, I don't
that, and I don't watch it. So no,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I don't watch it, so I'm
How
not going to.
How are we ever going to grow the women's game if we can't get you two on board?
That's a good question.
As Bill Burr says, you can have women watch it. They make up 51% of the population. You pay attention to it.
They're not even watching it.
I'm good. No
Linda
offense.
Watches, though.
I'm not watching Angel Reese.
Linda from sales watches it, and she made us do a women's bracket, and we just bowed out.
So But I do like live betting when we go up to A&A. I do that, and I find it more enjoyable as opposed to trying to figure out like some sort of giant bracket scheme of strategy. I just like picking individual games, and that keeps me interested. And no matter what you do in one round, you get to move on to the next. Individual gambling way better to me than filling out a bracket. So plus I am one of the few actual hosts that will tell you I have not seen 75% of the teams in the tournament play 1 second of basketball. But I do love on this Monday how we all talk ourselves into the ultimate groupthink. Like you can go through and there's a million of these like all of a sudden, the High Point Panthers, by the way, the number 13 seed, have become like this national darling scene.
Oh, Purdue's vulnerable to High Point.
Purdue's vulnerable, High Point. Here they come.
Well, I did see the point spread is only 8.5.
Yes.
So. I was like, whoa, High Point must be good. I mean, not that Purdue's like...
They have one of the best offensive teams in the country, so now we're all about the High Point Panthers. You have no idea. You have no idea what High Point's bringing.
I just look at what the odds makers say.
Yes.
And, is a pretty low line.
You pointed out, like, when you're looking at a 12-5, if the 12 seed is favored, that is a giant indication. Take the 12 seed, and that's
Colorado
State.
My Rams.
Who are red hot right now, one of the hottest teams in the country. And they get Memphis, who's really athletic but very sloppy. And Colorado State is actually favored in that 12 versus 5.
There you go. Look at you breaking it down like right you there. Know what the hell you're
exactly.
talking about.
Exactly. By the way.
You don't know.
No clue other than a bunch of smart people that do watch this. That's what they're saying. So I'm going off of that.
Sounds like me in betting.
Exactly. You try to find some gambling spreads. You're like, I'll go with that. The one that scares me to death is the trendy 5-12 is Colorado State. The trendy 6-11 is that VCU is going to roll BYU. So, I'm just ready for another NCAA tournament disappointment.
The trendy 5-12 is UCSD.
Yes.
That's the one that a lot of people are saying Michigan's going down.
Yeah, that spreads down to 2.5. It opened at 4.5.
So that's the Tritons. And they are, this is the first year.
The Tri-Tips.
The old Tri-Tips. And I guess they're a bunch of Division II guys. They have four Division II starters that came up with their coach and some other dude that could barely get on the floor at St. Mary's.
Bro, they're taking Michigan out.
By the way, can I also point out that Michigan just beat three top 20 teams in a row to win the Big Ten tournament?
Yeah.
But somehow now Michigan is a pile of crap? Wasn't the Big Ten the second?
I don't think it's that. I think it's that UCSD is a juggernaut that nobody knows about.
Hand to God, when I saw this, when I was reading through and I saw UC San Diego and that this was like a one that people were talking about, I thought they were talking about the Toros.
I know, I did too.
I was like, oh, I've heard, what, who? UC San, who the hell is UC San Diego?
Not to be messed with, that's
it. Well, and then I realized that they're just now completed the transition to Division I. That's probably why I've never heard of them.
Somebody text said Biddle is going to use up Cooper Flag.
Okay.
So we've already moved Oregon. This is another one. So Oregon possibly can't lose to Liberty, which they can. And then Arizona probably waits for him. And I love everyone automatically being like, oh, Arizona sucks. Oregon rolls through. They're fine.
God dang, what do you think?
We're already putting the brush in against Cooper Flag and the Dukies.
If Nate Biddle and Cooper Flag meet, would that be the worst hair battle of the tournament?
Boy, that's tough.
Ooh, that's a bad hair battle.
That is a bad hair off.
It's got to be.
And I hate to say it, but Nate Biddle's losing that thing. Because Cooper Flag has that weird schoolboy haircut, but Biddle's got a mullet and is bald.
He's got a nice full head of hair. He doesn't know what to do with it. Biddle's trying to do something with what is not really there.
Biddle does not look like he should be in college.
No.
He looks 40.
Yes. He's got the Greg Oden effect going on.
Cooper Flag looks 12.
Yes.
Therefore, advantage Biddle.
And I'm not certain that 7-foot Nate Biddle is going to be guarding Cooper Flag or vice versa.
Well, outside of Flag, who is the top name in the tournament?
That's a good question.
Because there aren't many.
No, I was going to say, because like the...
There are. It's just that there's just not many names that move the needle for people. There's always stars.
Yes.
But there aren't many names that move the needle for people. I mean, Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper are both top five picks.
Yes.
They played on the same team, and that team didn't even make the tournament. They played at Rutgers. They're not in the tournament, so they're not in the... we're not going to watch them.
Yeah.
So who is, I mean, there's the kid at Texas who's a freshman named Trey Johnson, but Texas kind of sucks. Like, they're in the play-in, or the first four.
They're in the first four. They're an 11 seed if they
I mean,
they
seriously, who did, give me a name outside of Cooper Flag that is the top name in this tournament.
Kyler Filowich.
And he plays for?
Wofford.
Oh, God.
Well, who's the...
He does the granny freestyle, or granny free throws, and he's bringing them to the March Madness tournament.
Who are they playing?
I don't know.
What?
But I want the granny free thrower to win and to succeed.
No, the kid out of Auburn, the...
Broom?
Yeah, Broom. Is it Johnny?
I think it's John I.
John I?
It looks like Johnny, but it's not pronounced Johnny.
I think he, outside of Flag...
He's a star. I mean, he's almost... I don't know who's going to win
player of the year. I think he was runner-up for... He's going to be runner-up for player of the year.
Yeah, I think Flag's going to win player of the year, and I think he is going to be the runner-up.
But nobody knows who he is. That's my point.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who he is.
Probably not. No, there doesn't...
Who the hell has heard of John I. Broom? Is that his name? John?
That's right. We don't even know how to say his first name, and yes, he's the second most exciting player in the tournament, maybe.
And I think that's why, like, the women's tournament last year caught such a buzz is that Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark was the biggest thing in college basketball, hands down.
Caitlin Clark is why.
I think the year that it got canceled, Sabrina out here was the biggest name in college basketball. You know, and I think that's been a problem. Although the last couple of years, you had some of the UConn guys, Zach Edey was a name that people knew. And hopefully as more guys stick around, we get more of that. But yeah, there is not a lot of big names in college basketball. There just isn't, outside of right now, Cooper Flag.
So Jason Richardson's kid is a freshman at Michigan State. His name is Jace Richardson.
Yeah.
JT Toppin is a good player who's a top 10 pick, a lottery type guy. He plays at Texas Tech. And then you have...
Was he out for the tournament? Because they had two guys that were down for the conference tournament that are supposed to be back.
I think he played. I think there were two other guys that got hurt.
Okay.
But there you have other guys that are just sort of college ballers. I mean, maybe they're fringe NBA guys, but like Zakai Ziegler at Tennessee is really good. Mm-hmm. Sears at Alabama is really good. We saw him in the Final Four last year. Clayton, the kid at Florida. I tell you, Florida doesn't have to have a name. Florida or Houston, they don't have like standout names, although Clayton is a star. But watching those teams is a blast.
Yeah. Well, and Florida just got done winning the SEC, and Houston won the Big 12. And if you watch either one of them, they're just athletic across the board and just get up into your stuff.
But I just kind of like, how... You know, we don't need the star power. I mean, yes, you obviously want the Cooper Flags of the world, but you don't, the way college basketball is going right now, you don't really need to tune in to see certain players.
No.
You're just getting better play across the board. These guys have been playing together for longer, so it's a better product than it has been the last several years.
Well, and, every year, like going into the tournament, remember, like Ja Morant. I don't think Ja Morant was a national name, but all of a sudden, you know, that was Murray State.
No, he was a national name though, because he bowed out. Everybody was talking about, oh, we got to see this Ja Morant kid, and he lost.
But I don't think they lost. I thought they won a game.
They might have won one game, but I don't.
That's
think...
my point. Is you go into these tournaments and you hear about someone named Ja Morant, and all of a sudden that becomes, hey, you need to watch this guy. You know, it happens every year.
Well, Steph Curry had that.
Yes.
Where he played at Davidson, so nobody knew anything of him. Then he gets in the tournament, and he was just dynamite.
Yeah, who's the other guy that you were saying might come back from Arkansas? He's supposed to be a top...
Sears?
No, the...
Nelson?
No, Boog...
Yeah, Boogie Flan.
Arkansas, sorry, I was thinking Alabama.
Arkansas, because they get Kansas, and I think that Boogie Flan kid is supposed to be a top 10 pick.
He is, but he's not... I don't know how... have you seen any of them?
I haven't seen Arkansas.
He doesn't... Similar to Trey Johnson at Texas, he doesn't really jump off the page at you.
Yeah.
You know, he's not somebody you have to tune in to see. Like, Jaw was different level. Jaw was like, whoa, you got to watch this guy. Yeah. And I'm not sure that Boogie Fland or Trey Johnson really have that. Although you see flashes with Trey Johnson.
Yeah. Or you get a story, again, someone, whether it's Colorado State or Drake or whoever starts making a run, you'll get some kid that'll hit 7 threes in the first round and he'll upset someone. And then all of a sudden that becomes the story of the tournament. And that's why I love the NCAA tournament, is that you don't need star players. You get storylines, and that becomes the interesting part. And I know the sport would rather have a handful of Cooper Flags going in, and the women's game proved this. When you have a true star in Caitlin Clark or Angel Reese or whatever, that can certainly Juju Watkins for USC and Paige Beckers. I'll be interested to see. See, there's a good example. Last year, the NCAA, the women's tournament, was enormous, right? It's biggest we've ever seen. And you had Caitlin Clark and you had Angel Reese, right? You had the hero and the villain, and then, of course, South Carolina and Dawn Staley. So you had storylines. You had names. And that was the first time the women's tournament, I think in some ways, you know, took some shine away from the men's tournament. And so now Caitlin Clark's gone, and you do still have some big names in women's basketball. Juju Watkins at USC is phenomenal. And Paige Beckers at UConn is a really big name that seemingly has been around forever. But they're already saying that viewership is down. The books are saying it's night and day difference in people betting on the women's tournament. And we're going to see if the women's game can survive, or not survive, but still thrive without the stars. Even if the quality's better, even if the teams are better, you can make an argument that Juju is better than Caitlin Clark, or should be a bigger star. But will there be interest in that? And I'm not certain that the men's game needs that. I think it would help it, but I'm not certain that it needs it. But maybe the Cooper flag is a flag effect is real. If Duke makes a deep run, do we see numbers that we haven't seen in years?
Well, I do think
flags.
I don't think there's any replacement for star players that move the needle with viewers.
Yeah.
There's just no replacement for that. That said, if you think about college basketball and some of the teams that you remember, just teams being fun to watch will get people to tune in.
Yeah.
Again, no replacement for the stars. They're the ones that are going to get the highest ratings. At the same time, there have been a lot of teams, and there's a few in this tournament this year, that are worth watching.
Yeah. I'm just trying to, like, when's the last time, I'm thinking just off the top of my head, when's the last time we had that actually did something in the tournament and then made a deep run? When's the last time we had a star?
Superstar?
A superstar, because Flag is, if Duke makes a run, Flag would be that guy. Flag will, I don't know, Caitlin Clark's a once in a generational thing. She was just, and still did in the WNBA. Anytime she's doing something, people pay attention. And Flag will do some version of that. But outside of that, when's the last time we had an actual giant needle mover in college basketball?
Well, I'm thinking of UConn. They didn't have that.
No.
Even though Klingon's a Blazer.
Not even
nobody
close
talked
to it.
About any of their players.
No.
Kansas won before that, and nope. They didn't have a guy.
Nope.
Baylor won before that. I can't tell you who was on that team.
Nope.
Who won before that?
I don't even care about one. I'm just saying, like, really move the needle that when you tuned in was much must watch. I mean, I remember Trey Young at Oklahoma. I remember Zion at Duke, and they were big guys, but it wasn't. I wouldn't say Anthony Davis at Kentucky and that team. They did win a national title, but I'm not certain that Anthony Davis was like, oh my God, you have to watch what this guy's doing. None of the Villanova
teams.
Well,
he kind of was. Melo was.
Melo was.
But we're talking way back.
That's like, way back
I was trying to do more recent.
Well, those Villanova teams that won a couple titles, what, Jalen Brunson? No one gave a
Josh
rip.
Hart?
Yeah, no one gave a rip about that.
Yeah.
I mean,
Wembanyama was it? Banchero was the number one pick, and he wasn't even really must-see TV, was
no,
he?
No, far from it.
Cunningham played at Oklahoma State. Everybody said, oh, watch that guy. And
he got bounced by the Beavs. Maybe I'll give you
Zion. Anthony. There's one.
Yeah, Zion was a big deal.
Zion was a huge deal.
Zion was a huge deal.
Simmons?
What, Ben Simmons at LSU? Yeah, they didn't LSU. Do squat.
I don't even think they made the tournament.
I don't think they made the tournament with him. You might be right. It might be. You might go Zion and you might go Anthony Davis. And by the way, both of those, well, Anthony Davis was a long time ago. And Zion was unique. Zion was a guy that because he had the hype coming in where it was like we saw his high school.
Here's another one. Anthony Edwards, you know, I'm just looking through the number one picks.
At Georgia.
Anthony Edwards, yes, but he was at Georgia and nobody really.
Nope.
That he was mentioned. Like people were like, whoa, watch out for this Anthony Edwards guy at Georgia. But he didn't do anything there, did he?
No.
They didn't go deep?
No. I would make the argument that some of the biggest names in college basketball the last 20 plus years weren't like I remember like Adam Morrison I thought was a bigger deal than half of those guys.
Yeah, because he stayed in college.
Stuck around.
Davis was a freshman. That was unique. Zion Williamson was a freshman. That was unique. But, I mean, it's just kind of this new age of college basketball where even the NBA stars of tomorrow are in this tournament, but you don't really.
No.
They're just not.
No.
They don't jump off the page at you.
No. It's a unique sport in that the stars. I mean.
Because, like you said, the two of the top five picks in the NBA draft played on the same college team and they didn't even make the tournament.
Nope.
That says it all right there.
Yes. No, it's just, it's not. The tournament is unique, and if it had more star power, I'm sure the NCAA would love it. I just...
Ooh, Derrick Rose at Memphis.
At Memphis. That was a good one.
That was good.
And they made the finals.
Yeah.
And they lost to...
Cheaters. Lost to Rock Chalkers.
Lucky young squad. Because Mario Chalmers' dad and him were on the up and up. That's right. Rock Chalk. Yeah, Derrick Rose was a big deal. Absolutely. And so it just feels like those guys don't come around very often, and yet the game just keeps...
Yeah.
Moving forward without them.
Money Talks next. Here's Buck.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we've got a big upset brewing at TGL in the first of the two semifinals in the playoffs.
Sending shockwaves to the indoor golf community.
I think that's right.
Nine people there right now can't believe it.
Serena Williams being one of them.
Yeah.
And her husband, who they show an awful lot.
Yeah, what is he an investor?
I don't know.
I believe he is an investor. I think he's like a partner with a lot of these guys. Or maybe he's the team owner. Like, I know like Arthur Blank is one of the team owners of like the Atlanta team.
That might be it.
I think he's the team owner.
Just,
or
maybe,
or GM?
That.
I don't know.
He's there. Fired up.
Again, I just can't say enough just how dumb this whole operation is.
We got New York leading LA 5-3, which is a few holes left.
LA can't make a putt.
Would be an upset.
Their short game's atrocious.
Can you snort the foul line? We'll get to that in a moment.
The greatest celebration in baseball history.
But this tease was Money Talks because I don't know if you saw over the weekend, but Deshaun Watson is engaged to be married.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well,
and
I think this is it the same gal that stuck by him through this whole thing?
Yes, yeah. I had no idea. Yeah. So they said he is engaged to his longtime girlfriend. Then I went and looked it up. I'm like, she's been with, and yeah. I found out. She has been with him the whole time.
Yes.
Which is...
Wow, that's loyalty
wild.
For you.
Yes. Oh, I'm like, what the hell is wrong with this woman?
I got a good idea. It's called $230 million. I guess that's what's right with her.
Yeah, I mean, Jonnu Smith lover on Twitter said, dude sexually assaulted 23 women and still managed to get a fiance? What am I doing wrong?
Not having $230 million.
Yeah, dude, if you make millions and you can't find the love of your life, yeah. You got issues.
She's hot, too.
Of course she is. Yeah. What do you think, she's a butter hog? No.
Yeah, I mean, look, who am I? Marriage is a dicey proposition at best for anyone. So who am I to question true love? But you're not doing yourself any favors when this thing goes awry, when your husband, soon-to-be husband, again, allegedly sexually assaulted 26 women, and you're like, nope, choosing to believe my man.
Wait, 26?
Wasn't it 26?
Well... That last tweet said 23, but I don't know.
Oh, sorry, 23.
Well, I don't know who's right. There, it could be 50. I don't know.
The other good thing about this...
Don't we stop after one? It gets. Right. I mean, it's like...
Let me say this. There's nothing good about that. There's nothing good about it.
Oh, boy.
So, no, I think what I was thinking was there was 23 that said that he sexually assaulted them. There was three or four that just said they just had sex with him and that it was consensual. So if you are the girlfriend, which bothers you more? The 23 women that are like, hey, he sexually harassed me and basically assaulted me? Or are you more upset at the other ones that are like, nah, we just slept with him when we were like having massages? I'm not sure which one, because you could maybe try to justify in your mind like, oh no, those 23 women are completely making it up. What do you say about the handful of other ones that are like, yeah, we just like to sleep with him instead of, he was paying us for sex instead of massages?
Yeah, she should probably direct her ire at him.
One would think.
But I would imagine that the women that slept with him are a little higher on her hit list than the massage therapist.
Yeah. Well, what's this gal's name? Jilly?
No idea.
Jilly?
And I don't really care.
Anassis?
True story.
I was just shocked to find out that he has had a longtime girlfriend.
Well, let's just say I'm glad that you have a lot of self-respect for yourself, and good luck in the divorce, and hopefully it treats you well. So.
Oh, it will. She getting that money.
Well, I'm guessing there's a pretty good prenup in place here. I'm guessing, but yeah, she takes a lot of Instagram photos of her at football games, looking hot, wearing designer clothing.
Can we deduce that she does not give a very good massage?
I think that's probably safe to assume. If you're seeking out 30 plus masseuses in the greater Houston area, probably means you're not getting massaged well at home. What an it is amazing to me how an absolute scumbag of a human being, and yet she's on Instagram like, look at my diamond ring. It's giant.
Yeah, she don't care.
Hey, Kobe's woman stuck around for like $8 million, right? Isn't that the ring?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a 4-carat diamond, I think.
It's like one of the most expensive diamond rings you can buy.
What are you? What are you going to... Oh, here, no, you can have this back. No. I'm in.
Yeah. The hyphenated name will have Gold Digger in the middle of it somewhere, you know? Jilly Gold Digger Anassis Watson. I mean, I don't know. I guess I gotta, how do I say this? I knew a lot of professional athletes that with their wives, there was just
an understanding.
Yeah, it's the same thing in entertainment. You are trading a certain level of shame and dignity to have the lifestyle. And the way it was described to me by someone who I will not name names, but someone once described to me is, in their mind, she's the one that gets to have the kids. She's the one that gets to be home. She's the one that he is really in love with. And the other stuff is just, it's acceptable because of who they are. And then you can talk yourself into that.
All right.
And there's a whole weird community of women and wives that kind of pal around and do all that.
Well,
and,
sure.
Yeah. So
it's trade-offs, man.
It's trade-offs.
Nothing comes free.
No.
You know?
I think very rarely are any of these women surprised. She may have been surprised with the 23, but I'm willing to guess that she had a good idea that Deshaun was outdoing Deshaun things.
Yeah, and they feel superior because they're like, hey, yeah, I'm the one that has the baby with him.
Yeah.
Not you.
Exactly.
Whore. You're just a whore.
And again.
Meanwhile, I'm a wife.
Something tells me if the $230 million magically went away, something tells me that somehow she would fall out of love and maybe seek...
Yes, she would.
Yeah. You know who else she would fall in love with? Another quarterback that also has $200 million. That's the amazing part is women like this, they do tend to bounce from athlete to celebrity to athlete. You know, they just kind of...
Yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, make a little circle.
All right, can you snort the foul line? Mitchell Voigt edition, next on The Fan. All right, well, it's official. New York has upset L.A. in the first semifinal at TGL.
I wish you guys could have been here to hear Ryan Buckley unsolicited and not joking yell out, Tommy Fleetwood, you bitch!
Yeah, I sure did.
Missed a big putt.
Guessing you had a little something on Tommy Fleetwood and company.
That's right.
Yeah, we bet L.A. tonight.
I've been riding the Rop tutelage to some wings this year. So we got to get back on the horse tomorrow.
Took an L.
Here's the matchup. It's Atlanta versus the Bay Club. You got Justin Thomas, Billy Horschel, and Patrick Cantlay tomorrow against Shane Lowry, Minwoo Lee, and Ludwig Oberg.
What? Huh? Oh, sorry. I passed out there. I passed out from all the indoor golf.
I'm
going to
get Rob's pick right now.
I know that Atlanta is undefeated, but I'm going to go with Bay Club there. Are we catching points?
I haven't even looked at the odds yet. I wanted your opinion on it without knowing the odds.
I think I might take the points.
Take the point? You mean take the juice?
I think Bay Club is going to be an underdog, and I feel like plus money there is good value. JT's team is the team to beat, I think. But I'm not sure about that.
It's essentially even odds tomorrow. The Bay, a slight favorite.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Man, this hot TGL talk.
Minwoo. But am I right that ATL hasn't lost?
I don't see their records.
Let's go through this.
I thought they've lost.
Can we go player by player, like the individual matchups? I mean,
So Justin Thomas against Shane Lowry. Who do you like?
I swear to God.
Okay, do you want to do Horschel versus Minwoo Lee?
Oh, that's tough.
I hate you.
Cantley versus Oberg? The Swede? Your Swede?
My Swede.
So Mitchell Voigt is a guy who plays at Michigan. He plays baseball.
Yes.
Okay, not basketball. He plays baseball.
I believe he's a second baseman.
Looks super baseball-y. He's super bro-y.
When did baseball become the bro-iest sport?
It's always been that way. It's just, I don't know. I think they just lean into it more now.
Yeah. Like they're doing. There's a lot of accessories.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of
bits.
Big eye black happening. And
yep.
Headbands.
Hair.
Yeah.
Hair's all funky. This kid had to issue an apology because he gets the third base on a triple and snorts the third baseline.
Well, he pretends to snort.
The white powder of the third base.
Yeah, it's a head first slide, and the helmet comes off and everything. So while he's there, he just, you know, pretends like he's got a little railer. It's a, you know, end of the evening, and he leaves a bit of a pick me up. And apparently, that is unacceptable.
It did not go over well.
No, it did not.
And this morning at 10:55 a.m., via his notes app on his phone, he had to release the statement that reads, "I would like to apologize for my actions on third base yesterday. I made an immature decision in the heat of the moment. The gesture I made does not reflect my character.
You sure about that?
The household I was raised in, or the block M that I represent in any kind of way. I take full responsibility for what I did, and I am truly sorry to all those who I have negatively impacted by doing this."
So we're expected to believe that this broiest of bros from Michigan has never done a little railer? That's what we're supposed to
do. Yeah, he got that idea having never done that
He's
before.
He's never done it before in his life. And no one at Michigan either.
Does not reflect him.
Was anybody negatively impacted by that?
Like not a single one.
Won't someone think of the children?
What the hell?
Some kid had to have it explained to their dad.
Like, yeah, an 11-year-old with a Twitter account was like, "What's that?"
But hey, when in doubt, apologize.
His dad's like, "Well, I've been meaning to talk to you about this, son. Here's a mirror.
Sometimes here's after a night of heavy drinking, son, it feels like you're about to go down." And
see that white powder on the floor or on the field there?
Do you don't watch much Saturday Night Live anymore, do you?
Sometimes. I try to.
Shane Gillis was the host a couple weeks back, and one of the fun, you know, they do the SNL ads, right, where they do fake products. One of the best ones ever was he had one for basically depression. The new medication was a couple of beers. And then, of course, you know, whenever they do the medication commercials, they have to tell you about the side effects. And then the side effects, you take a different medication to handle the side effects. So and the best was the couple of beers came in, they looked like prescription bottles, but they were just beers.
Yeah, it looked like a Centrum bottle, yes. Kind of like you get from the pharmacy, yeah.
And the only downside to a couple of beers, which, by the way, treated everything from seasonal depression to mild Italian housewife, which was amazing, but it can cause drowsiness. And so if the couple of beers is causing drowsiness, you need to ask your doctor about a little bump. And the little bump was just a baggie of blow and then a key. And they talked about how the little bump would pick you up from the drowsiness, and it was amazing. But this bro at Michigan, no, it doesn't represent him or the fine Block M. Not about that life.
By the way, Buck, I'm seeing that Atlanta has already lost to the Bay Club this year.
Oh, well, I saw both teams are 4-1, so same record. But
so Atlanta has
head to head.
Yeah,
Atlanta's
Bay
got
Club
them.
Beat them.
Oh, Bay Club beat them.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. So what you're saying is, dude, all day tomorrow, this is just going to be a nail biter. It's anyone's game.
Well, between that and the first four, and I mean,
we got
what are we going to do with
Cubs, Dodgers?
That's at like 3 a.m.
The sports day, we have to start drinking at 3:00 a.m. Do you know that?
It's the only way.
For tomorrow?
I hate to tell you this.
First four.
But there's kegs only and eggs, let's do it.
If we start drinking at 3, there's only one way we're getting through this show.
A little bump? What do you call it in the skit?
I think we now call it the third baseline.
The third baseline.
I think from now on, be like, hey, what are you doing? I'm going to head to the bathroom. I got to slide head first in the third baseline real quick. What was this guy? Mitchell Voigt?
Mitchell Voigt.
There you go. I got to pull a Mitchell Voigt, head into the third baseline. If you want me alert, if I'm going to start drinking at 3 a.m, dude, by the time 4 o'clock rolls around, I'm going to need a pick me up. And then I'll write my apology, like, in advance for anyone that I'm offended.
All right. Well, they have found an extermination camp in Mexico. And it's terrifying.
Yeah, has there ever been an extermination camp that wasn't terrifying?
That's fair.
I mean, to be honest with you, if you told me they found an extermination camp anywhere,
but they,
I wouldn't be like, I bet you it was great.
We just didn't know that the cartels were up to this level of, what would be the word, like
evil?
Yeah, but they were and are
shenanigans. Although shenanigans seems kind of fun.
We'll get to that.
There's nothing fun about this.
Coming up next in the club on The Fan.